trust me with all. When you go down, I'll be catching you all night. Baby, don't cry. We'll fly across the sky. Let it go. There's no escape. We'll be in your
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
Hold up, take a moment, count my guap, count my guap.
We play
these rags, bumming in, they bumming in, hold up.
A little bit of everything.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Jellyfishing, 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 jellyfishing.
We'll be right back. What's up?
Welcome back to Brain Food!
Woo!
Oh my gosh, you can't scream that loud. Oh my gosh. Welcome back. This is my 4-something show. I'm with a special guest today. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Grace. So excited to be here.
All right, Grace from Ford Hall is here today. I literally asked her yesterday if she wanted to come and be part of the show, and she was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Grace, what's our theme for today?
Oh, we're going to be pulling up some good early 2000s music.
Yes, it's going to be good vibes today.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah. But yeah, so next up is a song I've been doing for R&B Ensemble, and I actually can't stand it already, but Grace actually knew the song.
From a Target commercial.
Because I was, like, playing it for her, and she's like, this sounds familiar. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. It's Love Like This by Faith Evans, and thanks for tuning in. What's up? That was Mr. Blue Sky, requested by Grace's mom. We love you. Can't say anything.
Thanks for listening, parents.
Yeah. I invited Grace. I was telling her she should have her own show, so maybe you both can convince her. It's a lot of fun.
I don't know if I would be that good at it.
Yeah, you would. A lot of people don't even, like, talk a lot of it. I just like to. Like, you could technically only talk once and, like...
Yeah.
Play songs for the full 2 hours, or people will talk the full 2 hours, no music. So it's like whatever you want.
I do like the talking. That's why I think we should start a podcast.
Yeah, we should. I don't know. We'll have to think of, we were trying to think of like topics to talk about yesterday. Like, we were like doing like like games and stuff like that. So I don't know. I feel like it's a flex to be able to talk like in a podcast
Oh, yeah,
and 100%. Keep it like interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm just going to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So what are you doing later, Grace?
Well, we got Ford Hall, Dragons After Dark.
Dad. Not you, Dad. My dad's probably listening. It's Dragons After Dark, so it's like Dad. D-A-D.
Yeah.
So Grace like just calls it Dad.
I do. Because it's funny. The first time it popped up on my campus connection, it was like Dad Ford's Rodeo.
When's that again? I'm forgetting. I think 7, 8?
9.
9. One of those numbers. Yeah, it should be fun. We're going to have like Moe's and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
I think it's going to be tacos, so it'll be fun.
It'll be good. It will be fun.
Yeah.
Excited.
So next up, we have a pick by me. My friend Sarah recently got me back on this song, and I have to play it. And you know what? I'm not even going to say what it is. You'll just be surprised. I hope you enjoy.
Song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably because you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't shit. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? Could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? You got no doubt, but we all see you got your head in the cloud. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably because you think you're cooler.
just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now, it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She f***ing hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, because when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. Now snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way.
Love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them. You meet and neither one of you even know it hit them. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you're getting sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit them. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, pit them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moments when you're in them, it's the face that's a culprit, controls your boat. So they say it best to go your separate ways. Guess if they don't know you, cause today that was yesterday.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way.
Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me. When it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away, though. Come inside. Pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? I'ma tie it to the bed and set this house on fire.
I'm just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God. Justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do your crime. Will you make your bed? I'm in mine. Be
is louder than an engine sound. Big egg rocks like on the ground. Dirty like socks that's on the ground. We say,
because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher. What the something. Rolling rock, rubbing rap, running miles like it's trying to get a flat stomach. Like Wayne, a personal trainer. My aim is perfect, I'm, yeah, period. Like the reminder. I wish I could be as cool as you. And I wish I could say the things you do. But I can't and I won't live a lie. No, not this time.
Oh my gosh.
What's up? Welcome back to Rainbow! Let's go! Yes, Grace.
Yeah, I got it.
That was Let It Rock. What? This music really sucks. Next up, let me see what I have next up. Oh, it's a Billy Joel song.
Fire.
Yeah. It's the one from last night that they sang.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah. I was just showing Grace around the Wony.
It's nice.
Studio? I don't know what you would... Yeah, studio.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
Of course. Yes.
Anything you want to share?
You know, just, we're almost
going
there.
To Walmart after.
Oh, yeah, we are.
It's the one store we have here.
Mm-hmm.
So...
We have to get a ton of stuff for programs. It's crazy.
Yeah, our boss, like, asked... Not me, but she asked Grace because she knew Grace was going to Walmart. It was like, can you get this, this, and that for...
For dad.
If you're not familiar with what dad means, that just is Dragons After Dark. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you didn't know what dad meant, like, you're just feel like you're getting, like, you just think it'd be for your dad.
Right. Dad's Ford Rodeo.
Yeah. Anyways, next up is Moving Out, Anthony's song. I hope you enjoy.
Enjoy, everyone.
Moving out. get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
What's up? I wasn't ready for that song to end, to be honest.
No, me neither.
Because that song's so good.
Yeah.
Welcome back to
Brain Food.
we were gentle with that one. Mm-hmm. So that was Moving Out. Speaking of moving out, yes. we had to move out of our building and go to Fort Hall this semester.
Yes. Wow.
And
we never really moved in. We never even had the chance, actually.
That's true. I'm ready to move out.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move out of that place.
So close.
The walls are, like, cracking.
There's dead bugs in my room. The tubs are so dirty.
The tubs, guys. We have tubs. Mm-hmm. We don't have actual showers.
Yeah.
It's, like, so gross. I actually, like, Grace said something to me last night. She's like, every time I shower, I feel more gross when I get out of the shower.
I swear, every time I shower, it's like, I don't feel more clean.
I feel dirtier than anything. Because it's just, like, grimy in the shower. You know what I mean?
Just, like, I have to close my eyes and think I'm home.
I know.
Because if I look at the walls, they're, like, falling apart.
Shout out to our parents. We love your showers.
Yeah.
We miss them. Literally counting down the weeks until I can, like, shower normally.
No.
But you want to shout out your
shout out boyfriend? Shout out Tyler if you're listening still.
What's up, Tyler?
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
I hope you're still listening to that.
You got such a radio voice.
Thank you.
Shout out, I think my friend Caroline might be listening. So if you're
shout
listening.
Out Caroline.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the fire story next. Next song. What's playing next? Let me check. Okay. This is a song I wanted to play, like, have my band for R&B sing, but we probably won't. But it's, like, a classic song. So I hope you enjoy. And, yeah, stay tuned in.
Yay.
We'll be right back.
Never ready.
I know. I feel like my hand slipped and the song ended. That was Waterfalls by TLC. Great song.
Really good.
So I feel like we should talk about the fire.
The fire.
Mm-hmm. Back in August for RA training. So for RAs, you have to come to campus about like 2 weeks early for training for like 14 days straight.
Yep. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep, then, no breaks. And then after,
and then
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 5 p.m., you don't actually go to bed, I feel like, till 10 or 11. Because by that point, you still have to do your boards and stuff. So it's just a long, long 2 weeks.
Yes.
And one of the things we had to do in August was
it was just a day of fire training
and like, like, hands-on stuff. Like, it was supposed to be exciting because we weren't just sitting in a desk like in a room for like 6 hours. Like we could actually like move around, so it was really exciting. But one of the days we had like a fire training. They expect us to like know how to put out a fire.
Yeah, we got to put out a fire with a fire extinguisher, but the best part was the walking through smoke.
Yes,
in the basement of Hayes Hall.
Yeah, so one of the buildings was, like, had the alarm was so annoying. It went off for, like, a few hours, and we had to, like, go through this room, like, the full floor of just, like, white smoke. Like, you could not see at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like it low-key bonded, like, me and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Like, we, like, it was, like, us and then a few of the other RAs, and we, like, were holding on to each other and screaming through the hallway. And at one point, I turned around because Greenlee was behind me, and I couldn't see her. So I start going, Greenlee!
I got
she
so
was lost.
I stopped walking. Like, I couldn't see, and I was getting scared. So I just like stopped moving because you literally could not see in front of you.
See anything.
And like, it was kind of stressful because then the alarm was going off, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, is it a fire? Like, it felt really real.
I almost fell into the bathroom because there was like the little where the bathroom is. I was like holding my hand against the wall the whole time, and then the wall was gone. And it was, like, where the bathroom was, and I, like, almost fell in a little bit.
We survived.
It was a traumatizing time.
And that really set the tone for the semester.
Yes,
or the year, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the story about the fire training. Uh-huh. Next up, we have, I think, one of the best Coldplay songs ever, and I don't want to hear it any different. This is Clocks by Coldplay. Enjoy.
Yes.
That was Clocks by Coldplay.
Yeah.
Yes, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of want to talk more about the fire day because it really affected us that much.
Oh, you have no idea.
So Grace started off, she was talking to me about it while Clocks was playing.
Yeah, so we had to do one specific training that day. We just like sat in a classroom to learn about it, and it's called Fire Watch.
What's Fire Watch?
Oh, let me tell you what Fire Watch is. It's basically when, if the power goes out, like in the dorms, like overnight when it's like dark outside, the RAs have to like stay up all night, and we have to hold flashlights, and we're supposed to take like shifts, and we're supposed to like walk the entire building, just like continuously walk it to make sure like there's not a fire, because like the alarms won't go off, but we have to like walk around in the dark with a flashlight like throughout the whole entire night. So like 2-3 in the morning, like we're walking the halls within the dark with flashlights. Like no sleep, like
for 24 hours. Yes. Like I think they said for like 24 hours straight. Yeah. Like so it could be someone could be 4 to 6 a.m. and like
yeah. It's like crazy, and like you're not going to be able to sleep anyways. And
then you're just going to be anxious that like a fire is going to go off.
Right, you imagine I'm walking the hallway at 4 a.m. and there's a fire. What am I going to do with my flashlight?
They said it so casually during training, too. Like, yeah, you might have to do fire watch if, you know, like...
And so it scarred me, and now every time there's a storm, like, here in Oneonta, I get scared the power is going to go out and we're going to have to go on
fire watch.
Yeah, it's like a thing for me now.
Yeah, that makes... Just add it on to the list of things, right?
Yeah, just add it right on there.
Another reason we're happy to be moving out by Billy Joel. we're almost up with hour one. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. We got some great tracks coming up in the second hour, but we're gonna finish the hour off with the classic Lady Gaga Paparazzi.
Yeah, Gaga.
Yar. We love you, Lady Gaga, if you're listening.
We love you, Gaga.
Yeah, we love you, Gaga. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you for hour two.
Yay.
the Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wonnie Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey, Wonnie listeners, Vinyl Thon is coming up April 20th to April 21st. 24 hours of straight vinyl listening. Make sure to tune in, courtesy of Basement Media.